Thank you for downloading the podcast. This week, John Suchet was talking to the violinist Nicola Benedetti and the trumpeter Wynton Marsalis. And I was talking to the composer and pianist Ludovico Einaudi. Well, I am very pleased to be joined in the studio by Ludovico Einaudi, the composer and pianist. Ludovico, your new album, Elements, is out now, and it's been extraordinarily successful. Really fantastic sales, and it's stormed the classical charts. And I would just like to quote a review that I saw on Amazon today. It started by saying, "He's gone and done it again. He's made me smile, made me cry, made me wonder, made me fly." That must be very heartening for you to know that your music evokes that response in people.
Yes, absolutely. I think that music in general has given this to me in the past, and even now when I listen to a great piece of music, it takes me into another level of experience, of imagination, of wonder, of emotion. Actually, it elevates people, music. And I think when I read that I can be part of this process in other people's experiences, maybe it's so beautiful to know, because it gives me a deeper sense of what I do.
Now tell me, why did you call the album Elements?
Every time I start to create a new project, some people can imagine that I'm sitting in my house in the countryside, looking outside and playing the piano, and there's a beautiful melody coming out. But it's it's a wider and more complex process that I do. So it's about questioning every time about what is the function of all the elements of music that you are going to involve in what is a composition, what is the achievement, the vision that you want to establish, create, the depth of emotion and of musical complexity. So this time I started to reflect about the elements and the harmonies, the melodies that combine together create those results. I come from a humanistic background, so I like to take elements from other fields, and I think it's very interesting to transcribe into music other thoughts that can come from art, from architecture, from philosophy, from nature. And this is where you start to have a new experience, to experiment something that is not just repeating like a cliche of something,
yes,
that you know how to do, but this challenge yourself to explore new possibilities.
Well, we're going to hear something now from that new album, and this is Night. Night from Ludovico Einaudi's new album, Elements. And I'm sitting in the Culture Club studio with Ludovico Einaudi. And I'd like to talk about the world premiere of your first full-scale piano concerto, which is next March, I think, with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. And Ji Liu is going to be the soloist. Why did you choose to write a concerto for the piano specifically?
Actually, I was in Liverpool, I think last time, 2-3 years ago, and I met the artistic director of the orchestra, Andrew Cornell, that came to my dressing room, and we know each other because I recorded also a few years ago, Divenire was recorded with the Liverpool Orchestra. And he was telling me about the anniversary of the orchestra, but he was telling me that they wanted to celebrate, celebrating this year with commissions and
yes,
concerts around. And he said, would you like to, it would be great if you would like to write a piano concerto. And I reflected just a few seconds and I said, yes, I want to do it. I never wrote a piano concerto, and Well, I wrote a lot for piano, of course, and it's always the chance to explore something that you haven't done before. So last year I had in mind I had to write this piano concerto, and then I started to work on elements. I finished the tour. I was very busy with a lot of projects. And June was there, and I started to receive pressure for having the score. And I said, okay, I can do it maybe for December. And they were saying, well, December is a bit too late. and then I started to feel that the pianist should have had the score before. And so it was surprising to me, because I finished Elements and then I had some concerts. And so I started in August to compose. And in 30 days, the piano concerto was ready. Gosh.
It promises to be a great occasion. Now, you were taught composition by Luciano Berio.
Yes.
How big an influence has he been on your work?
I still consider him my maestro, because not only he gave me the chance to explore technically all the secrets of the music that he knew very deeply, so I found in his quality, in his knowledge, there was a rare knowledge that I can find today in other people. So this was very important, but not only, and maybe the more important aspect is that he had a very open, he was a very open mind, and the crossing of thoughts that he had in his work between different sources, from philosophy to literature, the connection that he was making between different worlds was the best lesson that I received in my life.
Well, we're going to hear another example of your work, and this is a harp arrangement of Due Tramonti, Two Sunsets. That was Due Tramonti, Two Sunsets, by my guest Ludovico Einaudi. The harpist was Lavinia Meyer. I'm Charlotte Green, and I'm delighted to be talking to Ludovico Einaudi. Ludovico, you had a musical childhood. I think your mother played the piano. I just wondered, how early on did you decide that you wanted to devote your life to music?
Music was part of my life very early, because I had always in my house this musical aura coming from the piano of my mother. So it was like having always a fireplace on, because the emotion that I could at the beginning probably don't detach and understand, but they came in the years, they became so familiar and natural. So it was, the feeling was that when I didn't have music around, it felt something was missing, because it's something that you start to be used to every day in your childhood. And so I realized in the years that I couldn't stay away from music. And of course, it wasn't clear from the beginning, but I always stayed with music, playing a bit of piano, a bit of guitar. Then in my teenage time, I started to study properly. And when I was 18, I knew clearly that music would have been my life.
Ludovico, this has been a real pleasure. Thank you very much indeed for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you.
Charlotte Green's Culture Club on Classic FM.
Well, not long ago, John Suchet met the violinist Nicola Benedetti and the trumpeter Wynton Marsalis. Winton is also a composer, and he's written a violin concerto especially for Nicola. This will receive its world premiere at the Barbican in London on Friday, with Classic FM's orchestra in the City of London, the London Symphony Orchestra. So, let's find out more about this exciting project.
Welcome to you both. Lovely to have you here. In fact, you're no strangers to each other. Nicola, back in the summer, you were on stage together. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, we were. We had a very fun day with the National Children's Orchestra. It was the under-13s orchestra, actually. There was probably 100 of them on stage of 12, 13-year-olds, just the most intelligent, bright, wonderful, beautiful young children playing Tchaikovsky. And I played Lark Ascending with them, and Winton just blew them all away with a lot of improvising. And
amazing. Tell me about it, Winton. Were they a really good audience?
The audience was good, but the kids were fantastic. We had a great trumpet section. I loved them. They were the cutest in the world, I told them. And they worked really hard all day. They were rehearsing and playing. It was surprising the load that they had that day. But they played so wonderfully, and it was really uplifting.
Oh, lovely. Next generation of musicians there. Now, Nicola, you did say not so long ago that if there was one non-classical musician you wanted to work with, it was Winton Marsalis. And you're about to do it in a big way. So, first of all, why Winton?
Well, I mean, I think somebody who has served as an inspiration for me on so many different levels as a musician and just the kind of person he is. Someone who manages to encompass such a dedicated kind of serious approach to everything musical, but that also wants as many people to be exposed what he's working on as possible. So, I think it's a very delicate and difficult balance to strike.
Have you been aware of his music for a very long time?
I've known Winton for 10 years, so we've known each other a long, long time.
Right.
So, and he's been very much a huge help to me and advised me a lot over the years and a great support.
Now, Winton, one thinks of you primarily as a jazz musician. I mean, one of, dedicated to getting almost back to the original New Orleans sound. But increasingly recently, you've been turning to the classics. We play you on Classic FM regularly, I think, playing the Prince of Denmark's March. You've also written, you've composed an oratorio, you've composed a swing symphony. Why this move from your jazz roots into the world of classical music?
Well, I grew up with jazz, and my father's a jazz musician, but he loves classical music. And I played with the New Orleans Philharmonic when I was 14, Haydn Trumpet Concerto. I went to camps all through high school, Eastern Music Festival, Tanglewood, all playing classical music. I went to Juilliard playing classical music. I subbed with all of the orchestras in New York Philharmonic, playing classical music. I had the opportunity to play solos with orchestras, Pittsburgh Symphony, and went on tour with them. Played with all the major orchestras in the United States, playing the Haydn Trumpet Concerto, Hummel Trumpet Concerto, Baroque music.
I do believe really in sort of breaking down these barriers, jazz in one pigeonhole, classical music in another. Music is music.
Yeah, I didn't look at it like that. I mean, they're different forms of music, and I didn't do it to break down barriers. I love the music, and I was willing to practice and do the things it took to develop my musicianship, and was fortunate to have the opportunity to play with orchestras and to know about orchestral music, even if I never played it, to grow up and be exposed to orchestral music and to that tradition and the body of music. It's been one of the joys of my life and highlights of my life, regardless of my participation in it as a professional. Now, with jazz, it's just what I always did. My father, I grew up in the music, and the music needed more of a younger kind of, when I was in my late teens, early 20s, younger people to say, okay, we're going to still play the music and develop it. So I tried to do that.
Yeah.
But I never disconnected from classical music. I didn't rediscover it. I was always into it.
Yeah.
And when I met Nicola, just to see a young person with that level of seriousness, didn't mind practicing, very serious about development, who was open to a lot of different styles of music and receptive to being told things and could digest information and could have an impact on the music in her culture and ultimately the music of the world, because that's what is happening and it will continue to happen.
The Prince of Denmark's March from Suite in D by Jeremiah Clarke, also known as the Trumpet Voluntary. The soloist was Wynton Marsalis, and the English Chamber Orchestra was conducted by Anthony Newman. And let's return to John Suchet's conversation with Wynton and Nicola Benedetti on Classic FM. Just as Wynton performs both jazz and classical music, so Nicola has recorded film music and traditional Scottish pieces alongside the classical repertoire. John asked her if she approached the styles in the same way.
I don't think trying to really say they're all the same is necessarily always helpful, but yeah. I think, of course, you the deeper you go into analysing any composition, you will find fundamentals that are the same, similarities, things that relate to one another, whether it's harmonically or rhythmically or in terms of the expression. And I mean, that's one of the most exciting things about the mix of expressions and just the musical language that's in the concerto that Wynton has written.
Talking about violin concertos, I mean, the one concerto I think I associate with you in particular is the Korngold, and I confess I didn't know it until I heard your recording of it. Mm. And here, quite interestingly, we have an Austrian classical composer who emigrated to the United States and became one of the founders of film music. I mean, is it a special concerto for you?
Of course, yeah, absolutely. It's a piece I came to quite late. It's not generally one that a lot of young people learn in their teens, so I learned it not that long before I recorded it, actually. Yeah. And it's a piece of music that utilizes at least four themes that he used in film but work perfectly for the concert platform.
And you've said that the one, your favorite concerto, is perhaps the one you haven't yet recorded, the Beethoven, is that right?
Oh, that's, well, yeah, it's one of them. It's difficult to say. I mean, between that and Brahms. Wynton Marsalis violin concerto, that might be my new favourite one.
Yeah, well, in fact, I was going to ask you, Wynton, I mean, when you are composing now more and more, when you turn to this violin concerto, actually, first of all, why a violin concerto for your first concerto and not, say, the obvious choice, a trumpet concerto?
Yeah, a few people have asked me that, actually.
I mean, I'm really interested in writing it only for her. You know, we talked a lot. We know each other. We've spoken about a lot of different styles. And years ago, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, I asked her. We went through a whole chart. I was trying to write for strings, and she showed me our different positions on the violin. And
yes.
What makes things playable? What makes them not playable? Gave me a set of rules and.
Yeah, actually, I was going to ask
things
about
to
that.
Follow. This was years ago.
I mean, before. To what extent does a composer and a performer actually... I mean, you're fortunate to be able to collaborate. I mean, you can't ask Beethoven, Nicola, how he wants a particular passage played. But
that.
You and Wynton can discuss the violin's capabilities. Have you learned a lot from Nicola about the violin, Wynton?
I've learned a lot. I've listened to a lot of the concertos. I love Brahms' concerto.
Yes.
And all of the concertos, ones that are successful, ones that are not successful, are all a part of all of the other concertos. Mm. Yeah. Very much in jazz, we have a belief, like, how many trumpet players did it take to produce Louis Armstrong? So it wasn't just him. There were many people marching the streets in New Orleans who played with varying degrees of success.
Yes.
But all of their contribution is a part of his playing.
Yes.
So I've received a great education from her. I was receiving it long before we worked on this piece.
Wasn't that delightful? Marietta's Lied by Eric Korngold, arranged for violin and orchestra. The soloist was Nicola Benedetti, and the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Kirill Karabits. Wynton Marsalis has written a violin concerto for Nicola, and it will receive its world premiere on Friday at the Barbican in London. When John Suchet met them recently, he asked Nicola what it was like to work and collaborate with Wynton during the composition process.
I mean, this instance, the privilege of seeing so closely the inner workings of the creation of a piece like this is something that actually I thought it would be fascinating, and I thought it would illuminate a lot. But the awe I've felt.
Yes.
In seeing how it's done, and and also just Wynton's doing 1,000 things at once all the time, constantly performing, like practically every night, constantly teaching kids all the time. He's running an organization. It's just the amount of things that he's trying to keep going at one time is even just from my far distance seems totally overwhelming, and just the relentless hours that he has put in so far to this concerto, and that
tell me about the
thoroughness of the piece is just it really is.
Tell me about the piece. I mean, is it? I mean, to me as a layman, would you call it classical or jazz or a combination of the two? Does one form inform the other?
I wouldn't know how to label it. You'd know better.
It's
than
more
me.
Like classical music than it's jazz, because like there's no rhythm section. There's no time. There's no the basic elements of our music. It's not swinging. It's not in a 4/4 time. It's not. It has elements of jazz, but I'm trying to figure out how to write it for so that a group of classical musicians can play it.
Mm. Yes. And what was there an element working with Nicola of saying, well, actually, Nicola, I rather conceived it more like this than that? Did you illustrate to her on the piano or illustrate to her even on the trumpet?
I would illustrate things, but a lot of the ideas come from her. So she would say this or that, and I would be relying on her. Do you like this? Do you like that? What do you think about this? Yes. Do you like... a lot of it comes from things that she said she likes to play in it that... For me, the music can be anyway. You know, I mean, I can make it however... So I want to tailor it to be something she wants to play, and it has a lot of her personality in it because it's written for her.
Do you think it's a work, to a certain extent, a work in progress after the first performance, which is about to happen? It might develop in some way, or
the orchestration will change. It won't develop.
Yeah, but the orchestration
won't develop anymore in terms of the thematic development, the organization of the keys. That's not really going to change. But there will probably be orchestrational choices that I will remake, and I'll continue working on, because that's not my strongest point. I don't have access to an orchestra all the time. Yeah. And I don't mind admitting it. I'm serious about working on it, though. And I don't have a problem working on things and being vulnerable to things. But I'm very serious about learning. And every piece that I write, I try to improve and be very serious about that improvement.
Yeah. Well, Nicola, you've had pieces written for you in the past by the likes of John Tavener. So now you've got Winter Marsalis's Violin Concerto. Come on, what do you think of it? Is it a great piece?
I think it's going to be a great piece. I think it already is, but I just
we don't know until we hear it.
Well, it's such a curious thing that how it's going to come together on the night. But my excitement and optimism about the pieces, it couldn't be more. Really.
Oh, fantastic. Well, look, I promise you, we are as excited as you are. We wish you both the very best for the first performance. Thank you so much. We know how busy you both are. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to Classic
FM.
Thank
you.
Thank you very much.
Well, thanks again for downloading the podcast. Next week, my guests include the Oscar-winning actress, Kate Winslet.